Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Coming to you from the bunker for episode number 56 here in sunny Western Canada. Another beautiful summer day. I'm Rod Peterson. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm Scooby, he's Shaggy.
You used that one already.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You did.
This is a replay from 2 weeks ago.
it's like earlier, like last week, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Episode number 56 of the program today is going to be outstanding. As always, Darren and I for the warm-up. Taylor Shire will be joining us here from Global Regina, the pride of Rokenville, Saskatchewan. We've got a lot of things to get to on the program today. And because we are in the dog days of August, This is deep CFL country, right?
Oh,
hockey
yeah.
Hasn't really started yet. We're nowhere near close to the NHL chat yet. Junior hockey camps are starting up, but really the only people that care about that are the players and their families and the staff. Now, having said that, that might be a little insulting to the outdoor game announcement that was made yesterday here in Regina. And Taylor Shire brought that up. He's sitting on the sponsor's couch right now about the fact the Pats are going to take on the Calgary Hitmen on Sunday, October the 27th. He was at the news conference. We're going to talk about that with Taylor. Great price point. Fun to talk about how many people could fill Mosaic Stadium to watch a WHL game one day after the NHL guys. Back to work for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders today. There's a lot of chatter across the land. Across the country about what's going on in the CFL coming close to the Labor Day weekend. I was just on TSN 1290 this morning, Winnipeg. Shout out to Troy Westwood and the guys out there. Third highest city for viewing of this program, as you know.
Yeah.
Behind Regina and Saskatoon. They're all wondering, can the Bombers win with Chris Streveler? Can the Hamilton Tiger Cats get to a Grey Cup with Dane Evans? These are all topics that we'll get to today. Are the Riders dreaming of first place in the West? Well, you'd have to ask them.
Right.
But I would suggest they are. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? I mean, they wouldn't. I mean, who would have thought they'd be in this position right now? When you think about the opening series and Zach Caleros going down, and you thought, because of our history recently over the past, I don't know, 10 years of backup quarterbacks not being able to come in and have any success or any traction, you really didn't have any hope that this was going to be a great year. And all of a sudden, Cody Fajardo comes in.
Sprinkle of Jesus.
Sprinkles his Jesus, the Jesus sprinkles everywhere, and away we go. And all of a sudden, the Riders are looking like maybe one of the top two teams in the West.
Okay.
I mean, I like Edmonton a lot. Winnipeg's been great, but at least they're in the conversation, something you didn't think was possible.
You've got me thinking about something, but one is the religious community has no problem with the name drops by Cody Fajardo of Jesus. No problem with it. They're all in. They love it. The God people think it's great. A1. Some people that aren't so religious that do have a problem with it. But whatever. It's been fun. Two, I do have this. If you were to look at this, I have in air quotes, actually in quotes, they disrespected us. The power rankings are out now, right? And I don't even look at them. I don't even look at mine. That's how little they matter.
Yep.
And people are mad that the Riders are fifth, sixth, and wherever. They disrespected us. Who cares? Who really cares what people are saying about power rank? They're subjective. If anybody really wanted to do it accurately, they would just take the records from 1 through 9. That would be the power rankings. right?
Well, that's different.
How so?
Because the power rankings is supposed to be based on this week and in this moment of time, who's best. Right now, I don't have Winnipeg at or near the top of my power rankings, which I haven't had time to put together in my head because I don't do that.
Right.
But I would have the Riders ahead of Winnipeg, even though the records don't line up quite.
Yeah, most power rankings do not, however.
Right. But, you know, so you're not ranking records-wise the top teams. You're based on who's playing the best and who has the best chance to win each week. So the power rankings for me, I would use those in a betting situation and say, okay, if you're higher in the power rankings right now, you're probably going to beat somebody below you in the power rankings. Doesn't mean the standings quite reflect that.
Well, to my original point, they don't matter.
No, but they don't matter. You're right.
They're just fun to talk about. And two, this whole business of they disrespected us. It's not just the CFL. Look at Ezekiel Elliott. That's all the rage in Dallas right now because Jerry Jones, the owner and GM of the Cowboys, came out and said they asked him about the holdout by his prize running back, Ezekiel Elliott. Did you see what he said on Saturday?
I missed that.
He said, Zeke who? Well, Zeke is so mad. He disrespected me. And his agent spoke for Zeke Elliott and said, come on, then show up for camp. You know, I just get so tired of it. You know, heaven knows I'm throwing out all these opinions across the CFL. Pretty sure I'm not that popular in certain CFL offices and locker rooms. And ask me if I care. Call my boss. Oh, wait, they're all sitting right here, my bosses. And the funny thing is, have a little security in yourself. Because look at this particular show. People saying, it won't last, not going to last. New platform, Facebook Live, nobody's ever heard. Oh, yeah, they're great, but you're going to run out of guests by Labor Day. These are the things that we hear. And it's like, yeah, keep it coming. Keep it coming. Because this is what gets us out of bed in the morning. Like Clark Monroe over here, our guest Bicker has taken that as a challenge to continue to get the great guests, you know, and that the show won't last. And yet, hello, have you seen the numbers? I had an NHL guy call me last night and we had a good chat. You know who he is. He's seen the numbers just going like this. And they think it's the greatest thing ever. And he said, why would the CFL not carry your show? Why would you have the Rod Peterson Show page and not have the CFL carry it from their page? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, and you may not remember, they already fired me once, the CFL, back in the Jeffrey Orridge days. Which, last I checked, I survived. But, yeah, but now the CFL's on board. I think everybody is waiting to see, is this show going to be successful? What's he going to say? And they realize that we're friends of the CFL. We're friends of the NHL. We're friends of everybody.
Of course.
And it's become must-see TV and the best damn sports show. So everybody's talking about it. But please, please, I'd rather get the hate because that's what gets us out of bed. That's like to all the haters. Thank you. Because that's what's motivated me through a 30-year career and still does. So my point is I don't get upset. When people say these things, I laugh. Ho, 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 that's what you think, huh? Just wait. Keeps us going.
That's the fuel.
That is the fuel. So for Zeke Elliott or the Winnipeg Blue Bombers or the Calgary Stampeders who blew a game Saturday night in Week 10 and want to blame the refs because that's the easiest thing to do, that's okay if you want to stand at the podium and say it. You better not be saying it within your locker room and within your offices. Because you should have won that football game. And to blame the refs is just trying to let yourself off the hook. I understand jobs are on the line and all the rest, but it's real. Everybody wants to point the finger these days. Nobody wants to look in the mirror.
That's not just with football.
Oh, that's when life changes.
Yeah.
When you do that. So they disrespected us. Please disrespect me. Please. It's what keeps me going. But not everybody is like that. I've been on quite a rant here. I did not look up the results of the poll from yesterday yet. I should do that because I have a new poll question that I want to put up today. Would you bear with me?
Yeah.
The Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll, which I conveniently, well, I thought I had it pinned. Did you delete it, Clark? You repinned it? It's back up at the top. Oh, he was fast. Yeah, here we go. Thank you. Did the Calgary Stampeders get hosed by video review on Saturday night? The options are yes, he was in, or no, he was out. Talking about Aaron Rodgers. I don't even think I asked you that.
Well, yeah, we talked about it. I don't think they got hosed. I thought they made the right call.
So they didn't get hosed.
Right.
You're with 84% of respondents.
Yeah.
So I will unpin that and put up today's poll question, and that is, with the weather turning a little nippy, have you noticed in the morning?
You know
it's
what?
A little crisp out there.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that. You're like another beautiful summer day. When I was walking in my car this morning to go grab coffee, for the first time, and I hate to say this, it felt like fall. It was. It just had that.
I know, me too.
Had that smell, that kind of crisp feel of fall in the afternoon.
That's the smell of football.
Yeah, and yesterday it was like 27, 28 degrees in the afternoon. I'm like, perfect. I was here till about 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, and I wanted to go for a paddleboard ride, so I did. But when I got out, it was cold. I had to go get a sweater. I thought it was going to be a nice, like, hot evening. It was down below 20, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, reason being, here's what I'm doing. I brought my SUV here.
Okay.
You might have seen it outside.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go home after the show, pick up Big Bird, and then go pick up Lynch and take him to go do the television show, which you're on today as well, right, at 1 p.m. So I'll get Big Bird out once it's warmed up a little bit. But my point in all this ramble here in the warm-up is I want to know what the viewers think I should wear, you know, when the weather turns. Stay with the golf shirt. Go with the bunny hug, which frankly would be my number one choice. Or three, the Derek Myers, Darren DuPont t-shirt and blazer look.
I think,
and Tyler Gross, our business manager, is bringing it back.
I think you just answered your question. You're number one. You got to go with whatever you're comfortable with. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every day.
No, but I would just like to know what the viewers think would be number one.
With
bunny hug. And here's what I like. When I do get dressed up and I like to wear a sport coat and a t-shirt, I've been wearing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
If you wear these things long enough, they'll come back around in style. And apparently they're in style again. So that's what I like about it. So that'll be our poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. What should I be wearing behind this desk? Continue with the golf shirt. Thank you, Notre Dame Hounds, if you notice, for this one today.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny hug. And for those outside Saskatchewan, a hooded sweatshirt, that's what that is.
You're going to post it. Do you have pictures of the three options?
I should, but not currently. And here we go. Here we go. Tyler Dacu writing in, bunny hugs all damn day. But he's a bunny hug guy. Can we get that medal count? My emails were down. Who won the Western Canada Summer Games? I saw he was doing the PR.
He's going to send it, I'm
the
sure.
Did Saskatchewan win?
On the feed.
Who did? Alberta did. Congratulations, Alberta, on winning the Western Canada Summer Games. If you let me think long enough, I'll come up with an excuse as to why we didn't win it.
But
population? Was it the refs?
But holy smokes, did the community of Swift Current
love it.
And the organizing committee do one hell of a great job. I was watching from afar for the whole time, and it looked amazing. I mean, the arena with the new score clock that was in there from IKS for the opening ceremonies, the basketball court looked awesome. I know they ran into some weather, but from all the players, all the athletes, all of the parents, the volunteers, everybody said it was awesome the way they handled all the different crises with weather, moving events. It looked awesome, so you should be proud of yourself, everybody
Swifty.
In the community. Swift, yeah, awesome.
And congratulations to all the athletes.
Oh, yeah.
I can very confidently say you're all winners just by being there. I think that we're getting some interesting reaction from Elaine writing in on the Facebook feed. The bunny hug is so our age. What's that supposed to mean? Is that disrespecting us? No, I'm done. What's that mean? Everybody wears bunny hugs. Look at Connor over here. The kid's wearing sandals and socks and almost a bunny hug. I think anybody can wear a bunny hug. And here we go. Elaine says a hoodie. And also, keep chiming in with where you're watching from this morning, if you don't mind, because our potential sponsors, they've asked, where are the viewers? Well, what we already saw this morning, Edmonton, Victoria, Cranbrook, BC, Vancouver from Ribfest.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into the football talk when we come back because Derek Kaming says, I don't know about you, Rod, but I'm more concerned about going up against Winnipeg with Strebler in at quarterback. I'm not.
Yeah, me
either. But we'll bring in Taylor Shire. I'm interested to get his point. So the poll question's up. What should Rod wear when the weather turns here after Labor Day? Golf shirts, bunny hugs, or T-shirt and blazer? You had your finger up. Did you have something?
Well, we are also have the finish there. We got to finish our contest and give away those tickets.
Oh, the NFL contest. Yes. All that. We're going to announce the winner at 11. Clark's telling me in my ear. From Conrad, Cooks Creek, Manitoba. Tuning in this morning. Richard in Battleford, Saskatchewan. Kimberly in Labrette, Saskatchewan, in the beautiful Coppell Valley. I took my first tour through Labrette last summer. Do you know how beautiful it is out there? Have you been through there?
Yeah.
It is postcard.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
In Labrette. So thanks to everybody.
Eagles.
Home of the Labrette Eagles, who they tell me are making a comeback.
I did not know.
So they told me that last year. I think that's it for now. Oh, number 56. Let's get it rolling. It's episode number 56. Famous number 56. These are ones just off the top of my head. David Benefield, Mr. Furious.
Ooh.
Clark, do we got him coming? Oh, Mr. Furious will be on the program tomorrow. Maybe we'll bring up the time that we were waiting in line to get into a club in Winnipeg. He was playing for the Bombers at the time. I was the voice of the Riders. I was standing with him and I said, Riders don't have to wait in line to get into clubs in Regina.
How did he take that?
What do you think? You should have seen the look he gave
you. You weren't standing in line with him anymore.
No. And you know I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
He looked down. I will never forget. He was like,
wow.
He's a big guy. Didn't matter to me.
But a nice guy. Did a lot of football. He did some football
games.
He's
the best guy.
And he's always.
That's why he's coming on. He's very colorful guy.
Oh, yeah.
Great opinions. Lawrence Taylor, LT. New York Giants fame. Sean Merriman. San Diego Chargers shame. Magnus Pajärvi. War 56 with the Ottawa Senator. What are you shaking your head at? Connor, boo. What, do you hate the Senators?
He's a Flames fan. Oh.
I don't know if he wore it with the Oilers, did he? He wore it with the Sens. Oh, speaking of the oil, because this is oil country until it's proven otherwise. Kaylor Yamamoto. Of your Edmonton Oilers. So number 56, let's get him going. This has been the warm-up. Taylor Shire from Global Regina will join us after the break. Also coming up on the program today, the Flying Dutchman, Jerry Mottajohn of the Edmonton Sun. He covers the Eskimos and the Oilers. Mike Hogan, the voice of the Toronto Argonauts. Very excited to chat with Hoagie. And what else does it say in the sign down here? I didn't find out till I got it. Travis Lule, our West Coast correspondent, will join us from Vancouver to talk about the 1-8 BC Lions and all things CFL. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook Live show. You're listening live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to $19,000 on a 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save $6,000 on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
You pay what we pay! Yeah!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Coppell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody, on a Tuesday morning, episode number 56. We are in the bunker in sunny Western Canada. It is beautiful out there today. Get out and enjoy it. As we pointed out earlier, fall is in the air. Football weather is in the air. Sports update for Ballers Rec Room. TJ Zoik has thrown the second no-hitter in Buffalo Bisons history. The Blue Jays prospect struck out three and walked a batter over 114 pitches to help the AAA Bisons defeat the Rochester Red Wings 3-0. Zoik is a 24-year-old righty who was picked 21st overall by the Jays in the 2016 draft. Miami Dolphins receiver Kenny Stills has objected to recent comments from rapper Jay-Z about social activism by current and former NFL players. Jay-Z and the NFL last week announced a partnership he characterized as a progressive step to carry on the campaign that Colin Kaepernick began by kneeling during the national anthem, but still said he isn't sure the Jay-Z partnership represents progress. That is the sports update, yes? For Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And in the bunker, Taylor Shire joins us. He'll be going to Ballers Rec Room with a gift certificate for his appearance. Welcome, Global Regina's Taylor Shire. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Rod.
You saw that we have a bushel of topics to get to, but our very first guest in the queue on video chat is ready to go. Clark tells me Jerry Matajan joins us from the Edmonton Sun, the longtime follower and writer of Eskimos football. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rod. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. I've actually been on, Clark, to get at you for a while. I'm glad it all lined up this morning. And I'll tell you something, the 6-3 Edmonton Eskimos, man, I'm calling the under-the-radar team the sleeper team in the CFL this year. Would you agree?
They didn't have a lot of supporters in the offseason, for sure. Even despite all the work that General Manager Brock Sunderland had done, I mean, nobody had a bigger free agency than the Eskimos. They had to replace Mike Riley. They had to replace almost an entire receiving core. And they not only did that, but at this point, midway through the season, now that quarterback and said receivers are right back where Mike Riley and his former receiving group, including Duke Williams, he had a huge game down south on the weekend. You know, back to leading the league in passing, in net yards. You know what? And they got over some pretty big hurdles that they've been having recently with a big win over Toronto on Friday.
You know, with Zylstra and Duke Williams gone, like, how much credit should go to Brock Sunderland for the offseason and the free agent signings to patch those holes? It looks like they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, no kid Collins Jr. Obviously, Greg Ellingson comes in, comes right over from Ottawa with Harris. And yeah, those two connected big time again. Ricky Collins hasn't, I mean, he was 8 targets sent his way on Friday. He's just been a ball magnet. And then run down the list, DeVaris Daniels, who's one of the rare pickups from the rivals 3 hours south of here in the Calgary Stampeders. Daniels with his biggest game. I think he had 5 catches for 155 yards. 2 of those were for 57 and a 59-yarder down the sideline, which went as the Eskimos' biggest offensive gain of the season so far. So halfway through, they're certainly starting to turn it on here.
It's Darren Dupont here. Talking about Trevor Harris and him coming over, we've seen quarterbacks. I mean, Mike Riley hasn't been able to get things done in BC. Now we know about the offensive line and things like that, but Jonathan Jennings moves. A lot of times when you move and change sceneries, you don't have success. What has it been about Trevor Harris? How comfortable is he, and how much have the fans taken to him early on in Edmonton?
I think so. He's quite a different leader from the rah-rah Mike Riley. And I mean, both of those guys found success in their own ways, but we're seeing Harris really have success in taking little chunks at a time. Obviously familiar with the Jason Moss offense, which all sprouts from that Mark Trestman tree from that Milanovic coaching group in Toronto in 2012. So a lot of familiarity there. If you compare Harris with Riley right now, what does Riley have, 36 sacks against on the season compared to Harris's 3? And we're halfway right through the season. I mean, that's they're on pace to break a ridiculous just 7 Tiger Cats. It's It's and we're seeing in Vancouver, I mean, that looks exactly like Mike Riley with no time to do things that Mike Riley needs to do.
It's a pretty tight West division. Are people believing that Edmonton can get it done this year? Or do you think the Calgary back-to-back coming up in Labor Day will really tell the tale of what this team could be?
Yeah, great question. Wild weekend. We saw three teams that were kind of bundled in second place there now get spread out by that, I call it the Montreal miracle, that overtime comeback at McMahon. So Calgary's sitting fourth, which is wild. But you can't, I mean, that won't mean anything come up the Labor Day series. Of course, the Eskimos have to get past Winnipeg, first place team, and then back-to-backs against Calgary and turn right around and have Hamilton. So, I mean, that's the kind of run that will make believers out of people, I guess, or not if they drop the ball. This is also an Eskimos team that has only won, you know, three games on the road, or two games on the road, both against the basement-dwelling Toronto Argonauts and BC Lions. So they've got a lot to prove still, in my mind anyways, before they're actually considered contenders.
Jerry, what was it like? I watched that game Friday night at BMO. For whatever reason, I thought there'd be 26,000 people there, but it was their largest attendance of the season at 16,000 and change. It was a pretty good game. There was a lot of points on the board. What was the atmosphere like with the fair in the background there on the off the south end zone?
You know what? That was really neat. Just neat to see it and be there and see it. Obviously, the stands are what the stands are in Toronto. I think now just twice this year that 16,000 was pretty close to their season opener attendance. So they didn't get a lot. Obviously, there was a ticket deal going on with the CNE. You can buy an Argos ticket, which is cheaper than the midway price, so you could get in. And they were down to like limited stock seating available. So kind of a letdown to see, you know, people were just going after the midway deal instead of, you know, checking out. But hey, who knows? If there was a few more sets of eyes on some CFL football, you know, that's never a bad thing in my mind.
Now, we all thought it was great marketing, everybody that's following the league, and kudos to the Argos for doing that. And Friday Night Football, I believe when we put up our poll, what's Canada's game of the week, our viewers will say it's the Eskimos and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. This has to be. Top two teams in the CFL West, no Matt Nichols for his return to Edmonton. Jerry, just your take on this Friday night's game, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you know what, and that's unfortunate for Nichols. I watched the guy go through some you know, similar injury troubles here, even bigger. I mean, hopefully he's only out the 4 to 6 weeks that they expect. But it's not like Winnipeg's down in Andrew Harris, right? I mean, he's obviously the engine that churns that offense, and would have been a much bigger loss in my mind than Nichols. At the same time, Nichols takes a lot of flack, and we'll see exactly how efficient of a game manager he actually was over the next 6 weeks without him here.
Jerry, appreciate the update today. Thanks for making your show debut, and enjoy the football the rest of the way here, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Right on. Thanks, Red.
Jerry Matajan from the Edmonton Sun. And I probably should have asked him about the Oilers, but we got a lot of time to get into the hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's a no-doubter, is it not, gentlemen? Friday night, Bombers, Eskimos, I would think. Now, by the way, the options are the Red Blacks here Saturday at Saskatchewan. Riders favored by 10. Like, does Ottawa really need to even show up? Do they?
Hey, Ottawa beat.
Why waste the plane
Look
fuel?
Back to week two.
Right. Hamilton at BC and Montreal at Toronto. I think Bombers-Eskimos is the most sexy
matchup.
Yeah,
100%. I think it is, too. And to see Chris Streveler, you know, get the ball for the next six games or however long it's going to be, this will be his first test. We've seen good things from him in his CFL career, including the start of last year. But he hasn't looked that good this year. However, he's just been given a select few packages and whatnot. He's thrown three picks already this year in his limited time. So we'll see what he does with a full game.
Again, even if he's the most promising backup quarterback in the CFL and the highest prospect and has got the biggest, brightest future, doesn't mean he's ready yet.
Well, so was James Franklin.
Right? You need time. I still think Franklin as a backup quarterback has that potential and that value, but you need time. Cody Fajardo, what, 4 years in the league, and now he's finally excelling and becoming a starter. It happens with all the great quarterbacks. And it'll be interesting this week, too. That game's got intrigue because of that quarterback position for Streveler. because we've heard the reports that they've reached out to Kevin Glenn and been rebuffed, and we don't know where they're going to go next. But if Strevler can't come out and have a great effort and prove that he can, you know, keep this team atop the West for 4 to 6 weeks, then they got to start ringing phones here for the Labor Day weekend and for the Banjo Bowl, because that's two big games against a division rival, and not just because of the rivalry and how much fun those games are in the fans, but they're big, it's big standings games, big implications in the standings with the Riders right on their heels. So it'll be interesting this week.
Well, what's interesting is when our viewers chime in from across the country. Nuji watching from Kelowna. Good morning, Nuji. Thanks for making us part of your day. David Winch writes, says, checking in from Montreal, home of the bizarrely credible 2019 Alouettes. So I and you as well both envision a day where there's so many viewers that we can't identify them all. So I'm enjoying this stage of the program on episode 56 that we can welcome the viewers from all across the country. And that's why I have taken to opening the show, as has Clark, with Good Morning Canada, because that's what the stats show. And it's not probably shocking that in our top 10 of cities for viewership, it's, what is it now, Regina, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Hamilton, Ottawa. And then you sprinkle in.
They come and go.
Your Moose Jaws, your Yorktons, your Estevans, they go up and down. But it's always Regina, Saskatoon. By the way, but the majority are Rider fans. And Taylor, you'll be down there at Mosaic Stadium today. The last time you were on, you anointed Cody Fajardo as the next one, and I agree. And incidentally, they haven't lost since. So, but I'm getting where I go, people are like, no, he hasn't played, he hasn't proven himself, he hasn't played in cold weather, he hasn't won a playoff game. That's all true. Hasn't even beaten a team in the West with a winning record yet. So, from the last time you were here, have you seen any change in Cody Fajardo off the field? What's your take on this team with him at the helm?
No, he's the same guy no matter what. He's calm, cool, collected. He doesn't put more pressure on himself. He's very good with the media. He seems like a good leader in the locker room. And I think he proved my point by saying he's the next guy to lead this team for the future when he had the walk-off touchdown. Basically, the walk-off touchdown, he ran to the corner on a bummed ankle after getting hurt. You know, that's the classic like superhero quarterback. Gets his ankle twisted, limps off. He's not coming out of the game. He's going back in. The guys feed off that. He ends up scoring a rushing touchdown, you know, basically a walk-off. I mean, he's not going to do that every week, but guys like Darian Durant, guys who are proven leaders, have shown that before.
Yeah, I mean, he's showing all the characteristics. Again, you talk about, you know, getting the results at different times and hasn't done this, hasn't done that, but he can only do what's put in front of him, right? And he's checked off all the boxes.
Forgive me if I may. I'm just indulging myself in identifying our viewers this morning. Greg Gillespie says, watching from Okotoks. Tim Walker chimes in. Tim from Kansas. Good morning, Tim from Kansas. Maybe we should get him together with Rick Regan.
Hey.
The guy that voiced the big voice guy, the Rod Peterson show. He's in Kansas. Yeah. Maybe you guys should get together and go have a coffee. From Wayne Fries, tuning in from Princeton, British Columbia today. And Bob Bigelow says, Rokenville is so proud of you, Taylor. And they should be.
Well,
tell us something about Rokenville that nobody knows but you. And the citizens,
nobody knows but me.
But the citizens of Rokenville would know
it. Well, we're famous for the world's largest oil can.
There
but
he
everybody
goes.
Knows
everybody's
that.
Got something.
Yes. Everybody's famous. Got something.
There's three Chinese food restaurants.
Come on,
three
for a town of 900.
Small towns.
I don't know. Maybe it's 1,000.
Small towns are famous for the one Chinese.
But there's
food
one. But Rokenville has three. But
you're like, just going. You're on a roll.
Is it a heated war in that town between the three of them? Though?
Yeah. Do they hate each other?
I don't know.
But. Interesting. It has a reality TV show written all over it.
That's funny because I was in Delisle last week with Dupes at the Town of Delisle Sportsman's Dinner featuring Theron Fleury, Georges Laroque, and Dennis Hull, which, by the way, we're almost a week later and we're still talking about the stories from that night. Did you hear about that, Dennis Hull?
No. What happened?
Can I say it? I already said it once. I didn't get in trouble.
Say them all.
He was selling a replica Chicago Blackhawks Hull jersey. His number was 10. His brother Bobby's was 9. They're not selling game-worn jerseys from 1962 anymore. So So anyways, the bids weren't going as high as Dennis would like. So he reached, lifted his leg, grabbed the sleeve, and rubbed his nuts with it, and goes, here, game worn. Place went nuts.
And
it went up, ding, 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 like a slot machine. It's hilarious. So to Delisle, my point being, as I said to Darren as we were cruising into Delisle, beautiful Saskatchewan sky.
Oh, yeah.
I said, every small town's the same, because they are, and every small town's different.
Well, and it's been a while since you were, I've stopped in Delisle or been there for anything, and just the small town thing, right? What did we do as soon as we pulled into town? Saw a nice lady walking her newborn baby or
rink?
Her granddaughter, whatever it was, and rolled on the window, excuse me.
Where's the rink?
Yeah, and she was so wonderful and so pleasant.
Go up two blocks, turn at the church.
Exactly.
And we did, and we found it. Oh, by the way, on our daily poll for Universal Collision Center and Capital Auto Mall, what should Rod wear in the program? Golf shirts, bunny hugs, or T-shirt and blazer? K-Dog writes in today. He says, unpopular opinion on this show, but blazers and T-shirts look sloppy and unprofessional. Sorry, fellas. You are a farmer from Norquay. What do you know about... dress wear.
Golf shirt and clean jeans.
Yeah, come on. You got your belt dangling halfway down to your knees, which is fine, but we'll handle it. They wanted us to talk about the quarterbacks, I recall. Chris Streveler, which actually we should do after the break. Dion chiming in from Cranbrook, British Columbia. I got a lot of... can you put that poll result up? Again, I got a lot of family from Cranbrook, and they're really missing the ice already. They haven't even had a full season yet, and they're missing the ice without the club. So, watch your Facebook. The lower third is the guys call for what this guy's talking about. 62% of respondents say the host should be wearing a bunny hug here on the Rod Peterson Show. So we will take that under advisement. We'll be back in a moment. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is the Rod Peterson Show. You're listening live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s. all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show. Hour one of episode 56 of The Rod Peterson Show, recognizing famous number 56s today in the program. They include Sergei Zubov, Mark Burley, David Benefield, and LT. We invite your comments on that and suggestions and memories of number 56. From the Facebook wall, Scott Henbury watching in Saskatoon this morning. He says, good morning, Rod, from the team at Great Western Brewing and Original 16. It's funny because we spent some time with those boys last week. And some of the staff around here, they had the Original 16, the 16 that started the brewery of Great Western. And what are they calling us? The Original 4?
Yeah.
We got a staff member here that refers to us as the Expendables. We've all been deemed expendable by past employers at some time. So I kind of like that. I think everybody likes the Expendables. Lots of comments coming in on what I should wear. I just checked the Twitter poll at Rod Peterson Show. Leading there is the golf shirt. But nobody wants t-shirt and blazer. Figure that one out. Maybe once the snow flies, they will. We're going to Toronto now. We had a wonderful CFL chat earlier on this hour with Jerry Mottajohn from the Edmonton Sun. Well, the Argos lost at home Friday night in what I thought was a pretty good game. The voice of the Argos is Mike Hogan. I actually listened to him with my buddy Chris Schultz while I was driving up to Lake Country. Hoagie, good afternoon and welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Glad to be here. I am neither wearing a bunny hug, no, and if I was, I promise you I wouldn't rub my nuts with it.
Thank you for that, Hoagie. With a straight face yet. Hoagie, it's week 11 now. Take us inside the Toronto Argonauts season. You're home, by the way, Sunday to the Montreal Alouettes. It has been a trip. I'm sure you'd agree.
Well, home is, I guess, all relatively speaking. We're in Moncton for that game, which is a home game. I think that, you know, the Argonauts are nowhere near what anybody, I think, expected the record to be. And probably the main reason they are where they are is self-destruction. Way too many turnovers. I think they're minus 17 on the season. You're not going to beat very many teams doing that. They were minus, they turned the ball over seven games in a winnable game in Calgary. So the 1-7 is awful. I think it's a better team than the record shows. But they've got to turn around things in a hurry if they are going to make the playoffs. The good thing is now they get a chance to go against some of these Eastern teams toe-to-toe. The Argos haven't played a game against an Eastern opponent since opening day.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that, because the talk amongst the football guys in the league, and I'm sure you and I talked to a lot of the same guys, is that you have had a murderous schedule. And I don't, nobody's pointing that out, Hoagie, other than you just did. Why are they not talking about that more across this league?
Maybe they don't realize it. But, you know, if you look across the CFL again this year, for whatever reason, and I can't figure out why historically it's been like this for so long. But again, the West is ahead of the East. So there are some winnable games in there. The Argos have two left against Hamilton. The Ticats still have a very good team, but they still have some quarterbacking, you know, questions to be answered. And then you've got five games against Montreal and Ottawa. Montreal didn't look great for about 58 minutes of that game against Calgary and then pulled out the finish. So I think those are both winnable, and they've got another game left against BC on the road. That's a winnable game. So there's a very favorable stretch of schedule ahead for the Argos, but it doesn't mean anything unless they start hanging onto the football, which they've done in the last two games, winning one, losing another one against Edmonton. There have been a myriad of reasons, but that's probably the main one.
Mike Taylor Shire here with the quarterback conundrum that the Argos have, I guess we can call it. What's the outlook? Is Zach Caleros potentially coming back soon? What's his status? Who's going to be the guy that leads this team down the stretch?
I would assume that if you see McLeod Bethel-Thompson play like he did against Winnipeg, A couple of games ago, he would probably be the starter going forward. If he stubs his toe, now you've got a question. James Franklin is ready to come off the injured list. He should be up, and he's eligible to go in Moncton on Sunday against Montreal. And then, as you mentioned, Zach Collaros, who still hasn't practiced with the team. He's been going to practice, but he's still on the six-game injured list. So when he's ready, now you've got issues. But right now, at least for this week, I would assume it's McLeod Bethel Thompson's team. And as long as he plays well, I would assume Corey Chamberlain will continue to run him out there as the starter.
All right. And how about James Wilder Jr.? What's the latest in that saga?
They met on Sunday, they being James Wilder Jr., Corey Chamberlain, and Jim Popp. From all indications, it seems like the meeting was successful. And there was some miscommunication, I guess, on Friday night when James Wilder Jr. was a healthy scratch, or at least not 100% healthy, but he was on the 46-man roster and became a late-game scratch for that game. It sounds like they had a meeting, and to the best of my knowledge, everything was worked out. I don't know what James' role is going forward, whether or not he's going to play this weekend. Doesn't sound like he's going to be going up, but you know, there's time for that to change. But as far as I know, it'll be status quo in the backfield in the Edmonton game, where you're going to see Brandon Burks and Chris Rainey. But James Wilder Jr. is ready to go should one of those players either falter or get injured.
By the way, Hoagie, just to backtrack a bit on Zach Collaros, while the fans never really warmed up to him here, they're still following him. There's a lot. He did gain some fans. They want to know what his status is. You said that he's on the sixth game. He's at practice, but he's not practicing. When do you think that we could see him on the field again, if at all, ever?
I hope it's soon. I mean, whether or not you like whatever contribution he had with the Riders or with any of the teams across the CFL, I don't know too many people who don't really like Zach Collaros, and I don't think anybody, you know, even with your arch rival team, you hate seeing somebody taken off the field on a golf cart. You want those players to walk off, you know, for the final time in their career under their own steam, not have the game taken away from them. We had that happen with Ricky Ray a year ago in Toronto. Nobody wanted to see his career end on the back of a golf cart. I don't think anybody wants to see Zach Collaros get hurt again. My main concern about Zach isn't as a quarterback, it's as a person. I've spoken to him a couple of times. He says he's ready to go. He's been cleared by the doctors. And as if he gets that green light from the doctors and wants to put himself at risk, and let's face it, every player is at risk every time they go on a football field, some maybe more than others if they have a history of an injury. But that's up to Zach at this stage. And I'd love nothing more than to see him ride back into town should he be given the opportunity and regain that magic we saw him, you know, capture, especially in Hamilton, when he all but had his name penned in as the most outstanding player before he got hurt. Collaros is a really likable guy, and I just hope that he's able to, you know, retire from the game when he wants, healthy, and then everything football secondary to that. But if he gets an opportunity to play, I hope he plays well.
Two quick last ones. You mentioned Touchdown Atlantic on Sunday. I'll be there. I'll see you there, Hoagie. Your take on that game, what are you hearing about it? I'm hearing lots. Should be something. How much are you looking forward to being part of Touchdown Atlantic?
Should be. We had a Touchdown Atlantic game in Moncton in 2010 against Edmonton, and the week was spectacular. We flew in on the Monday for a Sunday game, and they treated us like royalty, and they had a high school game on the Friday night that drew over 5,000 people. They had a university game on the Saturday afternoon that was a sellout, and then the game on Sunday between the Eskies and the Argos, and it was a great week. This is scaled back a little bit. The flight arrives from Toronto on Saturday, and then they'll play on Sunday and get out of Dodge immediately after the game. But, you know, it's a great way for the folks in the Maritimes to, you know, warm up to the CFL brand of football. You know, I think everybody's fingers are crossed that they get the team in Halifax sooner rather than later. I know a lot of friends of mine, a buddy of mine I played with in high school, lives in Fredericton down the road from Moncton. And as soon as he heard about the game, he and his buddies bought 10 seats at the 55-yard line as soon as they possibly could. So there is some interest in this game. I don't know if it's going to be a sellout like it was in 2010, but they are expecting a decent crowd. And hopefully it's a much better game than it was in 2010, because that one was pretty one-sided.
And I, as I mentioned, I listened to you and Schultzy as I was driving up in northern Saskatchewan. God bless satellite radio. And for those who want to know where Chris Schultz is, he's on the air with you doing Argos games. What do you attribute you guys' chemistry to? And maybe you could say where it started, because it goes back a long ways.
we just like each other. And I think the one thing, and you know, you worked with Carm for a hell of a long time. I think the especially with those two, they respect the game. They're old school. They love football and they respect not only the players who play it, but the coaches who coach it. And, you know, football has given them so much. That's what, you know, what they've taken. It's been such a big part of their life. They don't take it for granted. Schultze loves football. You know that as well as anybody else. He comes in prepared. And, you know, we started working together on the radio back in 1994 when he was injured. He came in and did some shows with me at the Fan 590 back in the day. It may have even been Fan 1430 back then. And we worked together on and off. But for the most part, we've worked together since then. So it's a very comfortable fit. We have fun together. He knows which buttons on mine he can push. I know how to push his buttons as well. We have fun. We both respect the game. And we both are very excited to watch a good football game, whether the Argos are winning or losing. We just want to see good plays. It's preferable for us if the Argos win, but you know what I'm saying. You just want to see really good football. And I think that chemistry comes across, and I'm glad you picked up on that.
Hoagie, thanks for this. Appreciate the time. We'll see you in Moncton.
Okay, look forward to it. Thanks, Roddy. Thanks, guys.
The voice of the Toronto Argonauts, Mike Hogan, chiming in from the Argos offices today. And a couple things just off the top of my head on that. With James Wilder, you guys got to understand something. And Taylor, I guess you guys both qualify as millennials. I do not. Whatever the generation is ahead of that. Hoagie just said it. Carm and Chris Schultz respect the game. I'm not saying you guys don't, but I'm not sure the players necessarily do. And I saw it near the end of my time with the Pats, which, by the way, my last season with them was 2010. Just with yappy kids that don't show respect, mouth off, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to end up in the pros one day. Because that's natural, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the kids are. NHL, CFL. These guys aren't going to change. And it reminds me a little bit of Duran. Duran, there's always going to be a class clown. There's always been class clowns as long as there's been schools. And there will always be class clowns. And my point is, James Wilder Jr. told me a great cup last year. What's incidentally, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. These kids aren't bad people. But what's their upbringing been? Have they been allowed to talk back? James Wilder said about Duran Carter, like he loves Duran Carter. Pretty much anybody that knows Duran loves Duran. And he said in the team meetings on offense, Mark Trestman would be designing a play and would say, if the DB does this, you go this way. And Duran would be like, well, no, coach, don't you think if the DB does this, the receiver should go that way? And Trestman would be like, not pleased.
Whose team is it?
But Wilder's like, but Duran was right. That's the problem. Because Duran was raised in the game. He might know as much about Mark Trestman, if not more. It pisses coaches off. And teachers, don't show them up, right? So that's kind of my James Wilder story.
I can just imagine kids in school now, and thank God I'm not a teacher, but teachers teaching something about whatever. But actually, look at what I just Googled and found out.
You're like, full of it.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what it is. So the point is the coaches are kind of at wit's end, very similar to teachers dealing with the new personalities. And by the way, Craig Dickinson and I have talked about this in the past before he was head coach about different coaching styles. You're going to need to adapt as the coach because the players, they're not changing. So you're going to have to change. Taylor, you're not. It's Taylor Shire bobblehead day today here.
I agree with you, but I also think that it's about the leadership core, and it's about the veterans in the locker room showing the young guys the way and setting the example and saying, here's how you work on a day-to-day basis. Here's how you perform at practice. So when there's guys goofing off, you look over at some of the veterans, the Riders, for example, Brendan Labatt, guys like that. You don't see him goofing off at practice. You see him working his tail off. And then some of the younger guys who maybe haven't been around as much, maybe they're goofing off a little bit. They look over, they see some of the veterans, they go, oh, wow, this guy's been doing this for 12 years and he's still working his tail off day in and day out. Maybe I should probably do that too.
Who did that the best? Rob Begg was one of those guys who did that day in and day out. But it's such a battle that we're in because in today's world of phones and analytics and stats are always at our fingertips and the numbers and the productivity and money ball that we think we can get rid of the veterans and we can replace their production for a lot cheaper, especially when you can cycle in so many American players who can't get NFL jobs and those opportunities come up here. and you can get a guy for cheaper, and that's true, and the productivity on the field maybe can remain the same, but those intangibles, those little things like the leadership in the locker room, that continuity, that familiarity with fans, all those little things, you're missing out on that. So when you look at a guy's contract, you're not just paying for results on the field, and the fans don't see that. You're paying for the influence in the locker room. You're paying for influence in the community with fans and familiarity and jersey sales and all those great things that veterans bring because they've been around the game. We're missing that more and more, and that's going to be less and less prevalent as we start to just be more worried about numbers and more worried about money.
We'll see. We'll see where it's going. There's a lot of opinions as to where it's going. I guess we'll stand back and find out. And the other thing about Touchdown Atlantic, Hoagie said it's scaled back from what it's been in the past. I would, from what I understand, talking with CFL people, that is indeed for sure the case. We'll be out there leaving Thursday. I'll still be in this chair on Thursday, by the way. What I'll be wearing remains in question, which I'll get to. But Friday, I'll be joining you live from the golf course at Moncton from the CFL Alumni Golf Tournament. We're going to have an event that night at the golf course. There's an event Saturday night. Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, I've learned, is in for all of it. He's even golfing, too.
Wow.
And he's going to be at the dinners and then the game on Sunday. There's a story to be told about this game, but I'm not going to tell it until after I come back from Moncton. So we'll see how it goes. We're all hoping for the best, hoping for a great football game, obviously, between the Alouettes and the Argos. And yeah, I've been to Moncton before, but never, not in this capacity. So it's one of the things that I'm enjoying about my newfound life, to have the ability to do that. Yeah, our poll question today is at Rod Peterson Show on Twitter, or you can vote on our website, rodpeterson.com. What should Rod be wearing after Labor Day? A T-shirt and blazer, golf shirt, or bunny hug? So far, bunny hug winning by a mile, which certainly suits me just fine. Surprises me a little bit. And we're going to do a contest time now. We have the winner of the NFL contest giveaway, courtesy On Ice Sports Management. And that is, we're sending two people to the Oakland Raiders and the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night at IG Field. Did you hear who the winner is, by the way?
I did not.
Clark, it was a like and share contest and retweet, but Clark also asked, please tell us why you believe you should win the tickets. And Troy Koser
hey,
is the winner.
All right.
Troy, you're going to the NFL game in Winnipeg. He has just finished up his 20th radiation treatment, and he wants to take his wife, Jill, is what he wrote on our Facebook page, for all that she's been through and put up with over this summer of his radiation treatment. So, Troy Koser, you're going to Winnipeg. And by the way, I know you don't have my number, but you can reach me on social media. If you can get out to Winnipeg in time for Wednesday evening, you'll also be going to a special VIP reception featuring Oakland Raiders alumni and speeches from the presidents of both the Packers and the Raiders at that event the night before the game. So, Troy, let us know. You're going to Winnipeg to the NFL. Thank you, On Ice Management, for providing those tickets. What do we got in hour two, Dupes?
Huh.
What's on the board?
Lule.
Oh, Travis Lule, our West Coast correspondent, to chat a little BC Lions football. More audience participation, and we got some comments rolling in on the Prairie Mobile text line as well. So stick around. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay! One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.